Phil Khoury joins us for his political analysis. He's chief political correspondent with the Australian Financial Review. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, Patricia.
Australia is being careful about what it says publicly about the situation in the Solomon Islands, but the decision to delay the election must surely be a concern given the violence we've seen in the past.
Oh, very much so. And the fact that we've just, as you mentioned earlier, we've just given them another $17 million. Everyone's sort of falling over themselves at the moment to curry favour with Sogavare and sort of pull that country away from the Chinese. And you can't help but be left with the impression, we're being played off and you can't really do much about it. And we saw the Four Corners report the other night. Courtesy of Angus Grigg, which sort of confirmed, that things over there are fairly, dodgy in terms of what he's doing to hold on to power. And, we're sort of having to be nice to a guy who's not really reciprocating it. And, it's just another manifestation, I think, of what's happening in the Pacific, of the broader picture over there.
Yeah, now Taiwan has announced its own live-fire military drills in response to China's. The danger here has always been around the risk of miscalculation or, to be blunt, like a mistake happening.
Yes.
Has that risk just shot up dramatically?
Oh, you'd have to think so. Patricia, Penny Wong actually used that term on Monday, I think it was. She said, the risk of miscalculation, people just losing their heads, brinkmanship, chest beating, that sort of thing, and then someone takes a pop at someone else and suddenly it's all on. And clearly now the Taiwanese are returning in kind, responding in kind with their own military exercises. Clearly it's worrying them. It's just a statement of the obvious. We do have the... I think he's still on. The Chinese ambassador is scheduled to speak to the National Press Club today, so we might get a bit more, either get another tongue lashing from them or a bit more of an insight into where Beijing is at the moment.
Yeah, that is going to be a pivotal moment, and all eyes will be on that address. What do we expect?
Oh, probably another dressing down. that'll be giving us lots of... It's really weird for China at the moment because, when the government changed after the election, there were these rhetorical overtures from Beijing, and then there were actual meaningful gestures as well. The meetings of both Penny Wong and Richard Miles with their Chinese counterparts, they were seen as significant developments. And then just depending on what mood they're in and what's going on, we get a mouthful from them as well. But Penny Wong on Monday, her language was very constrained. We cannot escalate this, and she just sticking to the script. Everyone needs to calm down, and that was, I think, in part aimed at the Americans too. We never thought that was a good idea for Nancy Pelosi to go to Taiwan, even though she had every right to do so. And Australia never publicly endorsed that visit. So I think they just want everyone to calm down and just get back to as it was before.
Well, on that visit, Peter Dutton seems to be going his own way. What's going on there?
Well, I don't know. You'd have to ask Peter. He sort of backed Pelosi's visit, but then almost in the same sentence said, he was asked him, would you go if you were invited? He said no, because that would just be a stunt. So, Peter Dutton was always a bit more forward-leaning on China when he was defence minister. And I guess he's just stating her right to go to Taiwan and Taiwan's right to have a visit there, and we shouldn't be cowed by China. But I guess Penny Wong was making the point there's probably bigger things at play at the moment, and just be a good idea if everyone didn't do it and just calm down.
Just briefly, the ACTU has launched what's being described as a radical plan for an economic overhaul that would make full employment the top economic priority rather than inflation. How open is the government to this?
Look, I don't think on a lot of it, but it is illustrative of the sway the unions have again. How they feel they've been a lot done for them since the election. They've had a lot of things promised to them that have already been delivered, and they feel now empowered to ask for some quite big change. I mean, some of the things in this ACTU paper, like price controls, telling businesses what they can do with their profits. They can't give them to shareholders. They've got to reinvest and these sorts of things. I don't think you'd see the government coming at stuff like that, but, overhauling the whole, principles of monetary policy. So, I think it's just more indicative of just how emboldened now the union movement is, or how it feels like it's back in the game with a change of government and be prepared to ask for these things. But it was interesting they do want the Stage 3 tax cuts abolished. That's what the Greens are asking for too. So I think that one's still a live option, maybe.
Phil, thank you.
Good on you, Patricia.
Phil Khoury, Chief Political Correspondent with the Australian Financial Review. You're listening to RM Breakfast.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.